This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Hello and welcome to Biotechnica. We are immensely proud and happy to announce that one of our very bright students, Ms. Gurpreet Kaur, has cleared CSIRnet Life Science exam December 2018 with stunning 7th rank and has attained her JRF position. She truly proved that if you believe in victory, then victory will believe in you. So let's explore the journey of this very hardworking and talented biotechnician and understand her strategies to clear CSIRnet exam. We welcome you, Gurpreet. Congratulations on your achievement. Can you please tell us something about yourself? What are your achievements in life and ambitions in life, and why did you choose this particular field?
I have done Masters in Microbiology from Punjab Agricultural University. And thereafter, I have worked as a research fellow for a few years. I have very keen interest in the field of life sciences, and my ambition in life is to help and inspire other students in this field by sharing my knowledge with them.
When did you begin for preparing such examinations, like this competitive exam?
I started my preparation for CSIRnet exam in late 2017, and I joined the Noida Coaching Center of Biotechnica in May 2018, and in June 2018 I cleared CSIRnet LS, and in December 2018, after taking coaching for 6 months, I was able to clear JRF with rank 7.
And how many hours daily were you preparing for this?
In the starting months, in the first 2-3 months, I used to spend around 12 hours in studies. But in the last 2 months, that is in October and November and December also, I used to spend a good 14 to 15 hours daily on the studies.
Was it like a very tough classes?
The classes were very good. Our teachers, all of them, were very, very helpful, and we used to do a lot of revisions in the classes. And there were even some topics for which I didn't even had to study from some other books. The classes, whatever was taught in the classes for those topics, it was enough, and the classes were very helpful.
Okay. And what are the other exams you are applying for?
Along with CSIRnet, I have cleared GATE Life Sciences exam also. And although I was preparing exclusively for CSIRnet, but with that subject knowledge, I was able to clear GATE as well. And I have also cracked the PhD entrance exam of National Institute of Immunology, Delhi.
Yes. So since it's a very vast subject, I would like to ask, what is your style of preparations?
My style of preparations was focused on multiple revisions. I used to do a lot of revisions, and I used to practice questions a lot, and I also used to conduct a self-exam for myself in every week in which I used to solve all the previous question papers of CSIRnet. And also the mock exams of Biotechnica, they were also of a great help for me, and which were part of my strategy for preparing the exam. And multiple revisions helped me to remember all the facts, because the syllabus is very vast, and the more you revise, the more facts are you going to retain. So that was my strategy.
Are there any note-making tips that you would like to share with our students?
I think everybody has their own unique style of making notes. For me, I used to have a mix of notes. For few topics, I used to make handwritten notes, and for few other topics, especially wherever figures were involved, I used to type my notes in Microsoft Word, and I used to take printout of those notes along with the figures and used to study from them.
CSIRnet cutoff seems to have increased this year. How was the paper according to you?
The exam in December was a little bit tough than the previous ones. I had, although I had done a lot of practice by solving the question papers, last year question papers during my preparation, still I found it difficult to manage time during the exam. And because I had to go through all the questions of part C, because many of those questions were actually very tough, but because I had covered 10 units while studying, so I was able to solve 25 questions, but overall the level of exam was a bit on the tough side.
How did you prepare for the general aptitude test, that is the part 1 or part A?
I took the online classes of Biotechnica for general aptitude, which were held once in a week. And after that, I used to practice the questions of general aptitude also. Though I didn't used to spend that much time as I spent on the other topics, but still some amount of time I used to allot on general aptitude. And solving the previous year question papers from the general aptitude section also helped me to gain confidence for this part.
How important is aptitude and chemistry in this particular exam?
The weightage of general aptitude part in CSIR NET is 15%, and rest of the subject life science, it has a weightage of 85%. So my major focus was on the subject knowledge only, but still I devoted some amount of time on general aptitude, because if we are able to solve at least 5 questions of general aptitude, then it can help us gain those extra marks to stand out and to clear this exam.
Now, a computer based test is much different than a paper pen exam. What is your opinion on this?
When I took CSIR NET exam in December, so it was in pen and paper format, but I also took GATE exam, which was a computer based test. So computer based test is a little bit different from the pen and paper format. The strategy of attempting the exam is a little bit different, especially while selecting the questions. So while selecting questions in computer based test, the option of mark for review comes in very handy, and also we are provided with rough sheets on which we can always write which questions we want to attempt, and then go back to those questions and read them thoroughly and then attempt those questions.
How do you think classes in Biotechnica Noida were beneficial?
The classes in Noida were very good. The teachers were very helpful and knowledgeable, and preparing for the exam with other fellow students created a sense of competition within me, which inspired me to excel and study more and work very hard to clear this exam.
Okay, so did you take any professional help for your preparations?
I didn't specifically took any professional help for my preparations. The only help I took was coaching from Biotechnica, and of course the help and support of my family, and especially my husband, was always there, and it always encouraged me to study harder and clear this exam.
Did mock test and study material help your preparations?
Mock test helped me a lot, and through the marks of the mock test, I used to get a very authentic feedback about my level of preparations, and which gave me a chance to improve myself. And Biotechnica study materials were a very good source of revision for me, and whenever I used to complete one unit, I used to solve all the questions, all the MCQs given at the end of the study material books, and which was a very good practice session for me.
Okay, so do you need to study reference journals and articles as well? Which reference books have you gone through?
Yes, I did study from reference books, but as I told you earlier, there were few topics for which I didn't go through reference books. Whatever was taught in class, I felt that it was enough. Like for example, in ecology, evolution and genetics, whatever we were taught in class, I studied just that, and I didn't go through any reference book for these topics, but for some other topics like biochemistry and developmental biology and cell signaling and immunology, and along with plant physiology also, I did go through the reference books of these topics. And for biochemistry, I went through Leninger. For developmental biology, I followed Gilbert, and so on.
Okay, so there are many research books and ample of materials to study from. So how one should prioritize from these ample of options present?
So if you wish to study any topic from a reference book, then you should choose that reference book from which you personally are able to understand very well. Because CSIR NET tests your understanding. It checks how strong are your concepts. So choose one book for one topic and study that topic very well from that one book only.
What are the key areas one should choose for last minute preparations?
Though I am not a last minute preparations kind of a person, but still my advice will be to study those topics only which you have already done earlier. Revise those topics, don't go for the new topics. I think that will be best for CSIR NET exam.
And lastly, any recommendations and advice that you would like to share?
My advice for my fellow students is to work hard and work smart for clearing any national level competitive examination. You have to work smart. I think it is even more important than working hard.
Okay, and as a successful NET qualifier, what are your future plans?
My ambition is to help and inspire other students by sharing the knowledge of life sciences with them, and so I'll be working towards it. Thank you.
Thank you, Gurpreet, for your valuable insights. I'm sure all these students who are pursuing to clear CSIR NET will be very influenced and motivated by your achievement. And we at Biotechnica hope that you achieve everything that you have ever dreamt of.